then some prayer updates. I just want to thank everyone for just the prayers for our family, for Alex, Alicia's brother. Just, I told some people the story. This is the basic how this all happened last Sunday night. Well, let me back up. In 2006, when I was dating Alicia, she was with her brother in Phoenix. That's where they lived together. They're very close. I basically had to ask her hand in marriage to her brother. That's how close they are. And at that time in 2006, he bought a Jeep that had an open top, kind of like what you would living in Phoenix, kind of going off road, that sort of thing. Well, in the meantime, Alicia married me. Alex married Desiree, his wife. And when you start having children, you start thinking maybe I shouldn't have that Jeep. You know, last Sunday he was driving, someone purchased his Jeep and he was driving to drop the Jeep off at the person that bought that car. And as he was driving, he called his wife who was right behind him, Desiree, and said, "Let's go off the highway and get 10 bucks in the tank for gas." He didn't want to leave an empty tank to the new owner. Went off the highway and got hit by a semi. So it was really bad. The Jeep rolled and he was thrown, ejected. He was ejected from the Jeep. And so anyways, he had a brain injury and they had to do a craniotomy where they relieve the pressure on the brain. And so it's looking good. He's improved. He's out of ICU. Physically he's good. Still there's some concern about maybe some frontal lobe damage to the brain. So he's really smart. He's very smart, like Alicia. I mean, they're two peas in a pod. If you were to ask him like count backwards, from 200 by 7, he could do that just like that. And he can do it now just like that. But then the next day, if you said, "Hey, do you remember counting backwards yesterday?" No memory at all. So there's something not right with short-term memory. They think it'll come back in 6 to 8 months. But anyway, brain injuries are just really bad. So Alicia's back. Kids survived. I want to give a good report. They just love peanut butter and jelly. So it's good. I just want you to know they only ate one peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's it. All week. Okay. It was good. So you can ask them. I asked them, "What grade do you give me this week?" And they gave me a passing grade. In all honesty, it was actually a lot of fun just with the kids. I enjoy it. But anything longer than a week is like, whoa. Marriage is best. You know, I have a lot of respect for single parents with lots of kids. It's just a lot of, it's hard work, you know, just a lot of respect. And yep. So, but they are alive. Let's see. Just a couple other of the prayer concerns. Betty Hagen's in the hospital. We think she'll get released tomorrow. She had a fall on Friday and cracked two ribs. Doesn't look like there's anything. Everything else is looking pretty good. So that's frustrating because cracked ribs are really painful, you know, and so it's just rest for her. So anyway, just wanted to share with you those concerns. Do you guys have any announcements to share? Anything going on with your life that you'd like to let everyone know about? All right. Good deal. And we will need to close out our time on time today, just with all the activity going on, getting ready for the baptism. So